Hi everyone, Saintman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello Saintman, when I spoke to you about sex in one of our coaching sessions, it was done very respectfully. Had you been a doctor, I would have said that you were a professional. This is not always my experience, even with medical staff. To sum things up, I'm not in a dead bedroom situation and I like to be more active in the bedroom than a starfish. I kind of miss the morning sex I had with my partner, but we have a kid now. I do understand what a dead bedroom is, and to some extent understand how it happens. What I don't understand is why people seem to actively do things for it to turn into that. For people like that, it might be weird that I'm willing to initiate sex and still get happy when my hubby does it. Also, what does it even mean when a guy says he likes intimacy? It does not by definition mean that he wants sex. I find it all confusing. When hubby put his arm around me, I know when he's being intimate or sexual. I've tried asking other women about it before, and generally speaking, they like to think that when a man touches you, it's always about sex. This is in stark contrast to the men that tell me that they like that I don't sexualize every interaction with them. Another thing I find confusing is that I can hold hands, lock arms, or hug another girl or woman and it's no problem. But if I do it with that guy, then I'm suddenly into him, or want a relationship, or even cheating. I'm not being overly friendly, and people need to learn to mind their own business instead of feeding their obsessive need to gossip like their life depends on it. I might have caught some guys a bit off guard, but I've never had problems like them feeling led on or that I was implying more than just them being friendly. Girls are pretty weird about interactions themselves. Some of the stuff I've done would have got me slapped at the least if I'd been a guy. Me saying a girl has a nice figure is perfectly fine. Me saying that she has a nice dress is also fine. Man or woman, be it nice rack, ass, shoulders, hair or eyes. I don't care, nice features are nice features. I remember one time a guy fell over laughing when I told a girl it was a shame her personality was not at least half as nice as her ass. She stopped insulting me for the rest of the night, because he kept laughing at her every time he saw her. I did become her number one most hated person. Fun times. To me, intimacy also means doing less fun stuff like checking when your partner says he feels something weird on his back. Or helping with grooming, like the hairs in your nose or ears. When I could not use my hand, hubby would always help me in the shower and comb my hair. Grooming is another perfectly normal word that is used to mean something sexual. But it has nothing to do with caring and maintaining your looks. So why do you think so many long-term relationships lack intimacy, Saintman? I like your take on it. Kind regards, Fat Cat. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. With regards to your husband and you not being in a dead bedroom situation, you were attracted to him and to begin with. That's why you still initiate sex. Dead bedrooms, from what I've usually seen, happen when a woman picks a beta bob that they have little to no chemistry with, and just pretend to be interested in because they want to get married and settle down. They're literally settling down. I've known women in dead bedroom situations that would flirt with me and find me more attractive than their own partner, but their partners usually had very high salaries of $150,000 to $200,000. You'd think the guys making that much money would want to get laid, but I guess not. As for intimacy, from my understanding, it's pretty much love, companionship, sex, etc. All under that umbrella. And sure, grooming can also be a show of love. A woman hugging another woman or wrapping her arm around her is not seen as a big deal, because traditionally two women don't bump uglies. At least they didn't in the past. Apparently in India, guys are touchy-feely in a non-sexual way as well. As for two people from the opposite sex doing that, the reason we have social cues like holding hands in public, for example, which is a form of intimacy, is to signal to others that we're in a pair bond, and so the creepy men and conniving women can stay the hell away. It's not that people should actually mind their own business. They're just protecting the social contract. It's not about gossip so much as it's about social manners and protocol. What did you do to get slapped by another woman after groping her? Did you try and shove your tongue down her throat or squeeze her hiney, and not just compliment it? You telling that woman it's a shame her personality wasn't half as nice as her ass was a closing line of a comedian. It's hard to top something like that, so she was wise to keep her mouth shut the rest of the night and not embarrass herself further. I'm sure you knew that. It was mean but funny. As for your question, why do so many long-term relationships lack intimacy? People are oftentimes busy working, have stress, kids, responsibilities, and no time for it. A couple of years when I was working an office job, I came home so exhausted every day that I was a zombie, and the last thing on my mind was sex or intimacy. You, on the other hand, Fat Cat, have a part-time job that doesn't involve all that much stress. And besides all the typical responsibilities, people also tend to experience loss of attraction for their partner after 7 years or so, especially if they live together. Our society keeps us so busy that we have little to no time for ourselves, let alone to be intimate with others. Then there's the more obvious reason, which are chores around the house, cooking, cleaning, and laundry. Most guys don't even have enough time for intimacy with themselves, i.e. choking the chicken. So why would they have energy to do it with a woman? I remember how frustrating it was being in a relationship with a woman for 10 years and she was tired much of the time from working her two jobs, while I had a web business and did freelance photography and video. When we'd go on vacations, she would sleep for a day or two when we got there just to feel like her normal self again. Other people also aren't intimate with their own thoughts and feelings because they have a fear of vulnerability like myself, with my avoidant personality disorder. Other reasons people aren't as emotionally intimate anymore is because we're living in a hookup culture. So why open up to someone when they're most likely going to be replaced? They're also really poor substitutes for genuine intimacy that people are flocking to, like smartphones and social media. People don't have to rely on human beings to have their attention and other needs met anymore. When people do talk, they don't even open up. Here in Canada, people just talk about the weather, but they never really talk about anything serious or emotional. I've always tried to get into serious conversations with people, and they look at me like I'm an alien or something, as if I'm trying to snatch their kid off the street on my moped or something. Intimacy also involves time and patience. Again, a busy life stuck in traffic, working and doing chores isn't going to allow that to happen. What I'd suggest for most people if they want more intimacy with a significant other is to simplify life as much as possible. But when I did that in a 5-year-long relationship, my partner would intentionally complicate life by having me run off with her constantly to see her sister and friends. It's hard to be intimate when you're being forced to socialize with people you don't like, and that don't like you. If I ever got involved in a relationship again, I wouldn't put up with that sort of nonsense. I'd be dating the woman and not her extended family and friends network. Yet another reason people aren't intimate is because they don't even know who they are themselves. Recently, I did a digital detox, except for making meme videos, and a lot of old feelings, memories, and thoughts came up from years ago. Like how I was emotionally neglected as a young child, and wasn't enrolled in daycare, junior kindergarten, and couldn't speak English until the age of 6 or 7, which obviously socially stunted me. How are people supposed to be close to others if they haven't processed their own lives because the dopamine device in their pocket is already keeping them super busy? I haven't made one of these videos for quite some time, so I decided to check and ask ChatGPT why people aren't being intimate, and it pretty much mentioned everything that I did. I did it after the fact, though. I asked ChatGPT after the fact, though. I didn't want to copy what it said, which I could have, because I still want to think for myself. Another reason people aren't going to be intimate in the future is because of AI, which will do everything for them, including the thinking, and in some cases, even the feeling. They will ask it how they should be feeling about things. People aren't thinking anymore as well. I was out for a walk a while back and saw a raccoon out in the daytime, and I was walking past a bunch of people and their dogs when the raccoon started approaching them. They didn't think it was weird or anything until I told them to back away because it might have distemper, a disease like rabies. That raccoon was trying to be intimate with them and spread the disease. That's what happens when you walk through a neighborhood that's a pocket of high trust. They're childlike and trust strangely behaved animals. As for ChatGPT, it didn't discuss future scenarios like AI that would also help reduce intimacy. People are telling AI their deepest, darkest secrets and intimate data. AI companies are storing that information and learning people's personality and other facts about them, probably profiling them too. Meta is spending a ton of money trying to replace people's friends with AI as well. I'm surprised that no one is even talking about this. It's rather dystopian. If you want to avoid being tracked, then use a VPN and use ChatGPT, but don't log in. I'm predicting that soon human-on-human intimacy will be extremely rare. I rarely see young couples in public anymore holding hands. In the 90s and 2000s, it was pretty commonplace. Looks like we might start living in the film Her. Except the AI won't just be a benevolent one-time purchase, but something that's keeping track of our every aspect of our personality, trying to predict what we'll ask it next or what we're going to do in our lives, so it'll notify the authorities of any possible pre-criminal tendencies or simply to convince you to buy stuff that you don't need. And AI girlfriends and boyfriends are becoming more and more popular these days. Good luck to all of us. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat still wants to smash her husband after 20 years. Because he's a Chad. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think that AI is their friend away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.